Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back. It was a good international break for Italy. Wins over Venezuela and Ecuador, which that match was played on Sunday at Red Bull Arena. And so many people from CBS were there. I was having some FOMO looking at all the social media posts. The Negronis were flowing. Calcio was on display for all the fans, and it looked like an awesome atmosphere. Joining us now to talk more about it is our own Marco Messina, who is there, of course, no surprise. Marco, how was it and how great was that for the community?
Yeah, it was so good. It was honestly one of the best days of my life. Wow. I know that sounds crazy to think about a friendly game, but like the fact that, you know, we support a team that plays thousands of miles away, we don't always get to show off our pride. And I took a second and looked around and I saw all my best friends, my family, everybody that I love, all in one place. And like I said, it's more about what you do before the game than it is anything else. Here's Grella trying a cannoli from Brooklyn. We got guys on the drum. It was just an absolute feast. And the beautiful thing was that everybody brought something. One guy was in charge of the spritz. One was in charge of the panini, the cannoli. And then to be able to watch this goal live and celebrate it with your friends was something very, very special.
Where was the cannoli from?
Villabate, of course.
Ah, very nice.
Of course, Labate. Yeah.
I haven't had one of those. I would love to take you up on.
Hey, always bringing stuff, Marco, for the City A crew, but you never bringing stuff for the Morning Footy crew.
Because you guys are never around. You're finally back from vacation, all of you, finally on the first show. Come on.
Your mom's mortadella. I've had your mom's mortadella once.
At least you had it.
With focaccia. Yeah, exactly.
I've had nothing.
Look at this.
Got nothing.
I remember a time where I was promised some raviolis, and those have not. There's no delivery on that promise. Yeah, Marco.
Yeah,
you remember. Look at that face. He remembers. It's okay.
Marco,
I'll admit it.
In all seriousness, though, how important was this game in New Jersey for the Italian diaspora here in the United States? In your Instagram stories that I've waited my whole life for this. Talk to me a little bit about that, about what it means to the community of Italian Americans here in the United States.
Looks like he's about to cry.
I get goosebumps. No, I get goosebumps thinking about it. I don't know why. We're very emotional people for some reason. We're extremely connected to our culture. And the way that we express it for many of us is through our food, our culture, the language. And for them to come for the first time in 20 years, it felt really good for a lot of us. And Luciano Spalletti has been a big proponent of that. He spoke about, I've never heard any Italian national team coach ever speak about Italians abroad. Mm. And he says, so many of them, and this is touching to my family, so many of them moved abroad, moved away from Italy for a better life, for opportunity, for work, so that the next generations could have a better life than they had. And we haven't given back to that community enough. And their way, their connection to Italy is through this sport. So we have to go around the world. We have to engage with those communities. And the fact just to get that little appreciation and love was special. So the fact that they came here, even though it was a friendly, even though maybe we didn't see the greatest things ever, they probably could have done more even off the field. It was a nice moment for all of us who have dedicated our life to the Italian national team.
But Nico on the pitch.
You call him Nico, bro.
Sorry.
We don't look that much alike.
Yeah. Marco on the pitch.
And you wonder why I don't bring you guys gifts. Yeah. You don't even know my name.
Yeah. Hey. I take that. Yeah.
Charlie's
take
been
that
up
nicely.
Since 2 a.m. Yeah.
That is a fact.
Let Charlie ask Mateo a question.
Marco, are you confident in Spalletti now that you've seen Italy under him? Are they moving in the right direction? Because you got to think of this Euros group with Albania and Spain, Croatia. And Croatia. This is a super difficult group. So are they going to be able to continue to progress to make sure that they can get out of this group?
So I think we learned a couple of things. I think it's, if I'm being just objective, we're not one of the best four or five teams that are going to be within this Euros, just technical ability, but we are moving into the right direction. And I think Luciano Spalletti has proven that he's the man for that. The one good thing that we found out of these friendlies is that we have our center forward. Retegi is the guy. He's played five times for Italy. He scored four goals. We don't create a lot of chances, and that's perfect for him because he's an old school number nine. He doesn't need many opportunities to score. We also learned that Jorginho's are still our best deep-lying midfielder, and that we don't know which formation is the best, and that is still our problem. We played the 3-4-2-1, and we've tried to build off of that because Inter is still one of the best teams in Europe, and we want to create the foundation of the team there. But we've also switched to a 4-3-3, so we don't know which is our best. They both have pros and cons. The 4-3-3 helps Federico Chiesa and attack, who we haven't seen the best of his abilities when we play the three-man back line, but the three-man back line is better defensively for us. So we still have a lot of question marks, but I think the X factor will be the players who are playing above their weight. Lorenzo Pellegrini is a perfect example of that. He has been transformed under Daniele De Rossi, and he's translating that into the Italian national team now. And if he can play up to that ability that we know he can have, that can be us going forward into this tournament. Di Marco is another great example on the left side. He is such an unreal player, but we do have question marks, especially in the right wing back spot, in the number 10, and maybe in the center back position still.
Now, Grella, a quick question. I'm sorry, you're wrong. Right, Poppy, real quick. When it comes to Italy finally sort of acknowledging the diaspora here, and I say that way on purpose, I'm a little cynical sometimes, and I know the World Cup is coming, so I think it's important for a lot of these nations and teams to start to connect with America as much as possible in the run-up to it, especially financially, it helps. I think an important part of that is sort of the event on the side, not just the match itself. So I want to bring it back to something you touched on before. The events around it, the events around the match itself, the opportunity for the team to connect with fans going to different events, whether it's at, you know, stores or just different. I know Ribalta had an event. Give me a grade on how you think the Federation connected with the diaspora here outside of just the match.
Not good. And now I don't want to sound spoiled because I'm very happy that they at least came here, but I think that they didn't do enough. They didn't seize the opportunity. There was so much left on the table from that fan engagement aspect. I wasn't at the Adidas store, which they went to, but I heard that was a mess for a lot of fans that were there waiting in the rain and not being able to get there. I just didn't think they took advantage of the opportunity. And I'm always going to be harder on the national team that I support. I think that's how we get better and that's how we step up. And a lot of the people involved are some of my friends, and I let it be known to them that, hey, you were here in America and we didn't really do enough. So these are steps that we need to take, and there's a lot of problems within the Italian Football Federation that they're dealing with. But I think we left a lot on the table, especially considering that younger fans can connect with an audience a lot better. For example, one small, very small example that I was disappointed in is kids walking out with the players. Like, this is one thing I really wanted to see. You know, I have a 10-year-old nephew. Grella's kids wanted to do it as well. And we're like, all right, you know, how does that work? Like, are the kids going to go? And like, nah, you know, we just didn't do it. And I don't know who that falls on, but I walked out with a player when I was a kid, and that grew my connection to calcio, grew my connection to the sport.
Who'd you walk out with?
Ambrosini of Milan. wow. in New York. So that's just one small example of, like, I wish they would have done that better.
I agree with you there. It was also their first trip to the U.S. in a really, really long time. And logistically, for a federation in such a short amount of time to maximize that, I think it's difficult. It's, like you said, Mark, I think it's a nice little first step, but it could be done so much more. I see
that's
your passion.
That's kind of letting them off the hook. You're going to an area where
that's fine.
Dominant diaspora.
Of course you could do better. I see in the same way that Margo feels about Italy, I see my community in Miami the same way that they feel about Argentina. And Argentina has done an incredible job, especially after the World Cup, to reach out and tap into the colonies of Argentines around the U.S., especially in Miami, where they have offices now, where they have a training center. And they've obviously, Messi playing in Miami helps a lot. Nonetheless, I think if national teams, with the world so globalized, Marco, I think needs to start doing a lot of this where, you know, the national team sometimes, especially for such a big country, isn't just within the borders of your country. There are people outside, and that was going to be key for the expansion of branding and of support for national teams.
And that's why I'm jealous. I'm jealous when I see what Argentina has done, to your point. And they had been coming here for years. Like, I remember going to Argentina games, and I was so jealous of my friends that were able to watch their team. And we didn't get that. It's 20 years that they didn't come here, since 2005. So there's a lot more. There's a lot that was left on the table. And I feel like that's a problem in Italy in general. It's a problem with what Serie A was doing for many years and with the Italian national team, where they're so focused on just Italians in Italy. But you will meet Italians all around the world, in Australia, in England, in America, that are so proud of their culture and their heritage. And we can't lose that. If it goes too far along, you're going to lose that next generation that's not going to feel close enough to their country.
Well, Marco, you and the crew doing a great job to help foster that connection. And I'd never seen Negronis poured out of a coffee pot is what that looked like. But that was a first for me. That was pretty cool.
Listen, it is what it is. By the way, did you guys see that in our CBS photo, there was no Poppy Miller, there was no Matteo Bonetti, there was no Christine Cupo? I don't understand. Poppy became American, but she doesn't understand the concept of a tailgate, because we told her you got to come early. She showed up at 3:15. Matteo showed up late, and then he left early from the entire event. So whatever.
Hey,
I hung out with Grella, Frankie,
wow,
Marcella, and
Billy. He's calling out his own crew.
Had we been invited, I think we would have shown up early. But
yeah, I wasn't invited. Hey, I've got no defense for Poppy, but doesn't Matteo live like 4 hours away? So I can maybe understand that one.
He leaves his house one time every 4 years, and then you're still late to something?
Right? Grella hates leaving his house, and he was there. Looking like an old Italian detective.
Yeah. He really did with that hat. That was a nice look for Grella. I hope he brings that one into the studio when we got Champions League returning in a couple weeks. Well, Marco, thanks for taking the time to join us today. I'm glad that you got to have the best day of your life the other day. That's pretty sweet.
Thanks, guys. I hope to see you there the next time.
Yeah, see you, Marco.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.